This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We mentioned this right at the end of the program yesterday, a Bloomberg report that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's planning on going to China early next month. That does kind of line up with what she said on this program back in March, that despite the tensions in the relationship, or maybe because of them, honestly, it is important to set a floor, her words, set a floor, under the relationship between the world's two biggest economies. Low though that bar may be, Yellen is going to have her work cut out for, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishaw reports.
Many of the thorns in the U.S.-China relationship are economic. For the U.S., it comes down to the structure of China's economy, says Joshua Paul Meltzer, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
In particular, the heavy role of the state in subsidizing industries and providing other type of preferential support.
Add relentless industrial espionage and technology transfer, and that is still just the short list. China has its own economic complaints, as the U.S. has gone after Chinese tech giants like Huawei or ZTE and banned the export of certain computer chips.
It's a view that the U.S. is suppressing its economic rise by preventing it getting access to technologies.
Part of the Biden administration's strategy for managing the relationship is to compartmentalize the worst parts of it.
Which means the United States is going to have narrowly targeted sanctions on important goods and or services.
Edward Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. The U.S. wants to limit U.S. money and technology from flowing to China, but only in sensitive or military-related areas.
You know, small yard and high fences.
But from China's perspective, there's a lot in that yard. Martin Chorzempa is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
And in China's eyes, that essentially puts much of the foundation for much of a modern economy into that yard.
These differences have so far been intractable as relations between the U.S. and China have gone south.
Not talking isn't going to solve those issues either.
Jessica Chen Weiss is professor of government at Cornell. She points out that both countries understand they need each other economically.
Some degree of economic integration is beneficial to the companies on both sides and to the overall prosperity of both peoples.
Both share certain global concerns, too, like inflation or general economic stability. All of that is the source of any floor in the relationship the U.S. and China might build. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishaw for Marketplace.